Brand Chevrolet. It is November. It is football season, tailgates, hunting trips, and more. The Red Tag sales event is happening now at Marant Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Level up your tailgate and your weekend adventures in a 26 Silverado four-wheel drive crew cab. Perfect for hauling gear or maybe your game day stuff. Or hell, maybe you're just driving to the middle of the woods. I don't know. $189 a month, zero down. GM employees and immediate family members. You need something more compact. They got the 26 Equinox LT, $279 a month, $999 down. For GM employees and media family members. They make it simple. They make it stress-free. Go to MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, I'm taking a sip of water. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
If everybody's in from the Lion game, gather around. Let's do a little advanced preview of my show tomorrow. And then, Jim, you're not on, but you're here now. As always, you have the floor, the senator from Minnesota.
Oh, I mean, we don't have to start with me. I mean, if you've got pressing thoughts, you can go for it.
You want my thoughts?
No, I mean, look, for people who saw the end of the game, it was offensive pass interference. I watched it on a replay. St. Brown clearly pushes off. I don't even think he got in the end zone after catching the football.
He did not.
I don't think there should be any controversy at the end of this. The only controversy is this. The Pittsburgh Steelers are missing starting offensive linemen, plural, and ran for over 200 yards in this football game. So what's the Lions' excuse?
Well, if you take away the big plays, we played great. Regards, Kelvin Shepard.
Yeah,
that, okay, those quotes last week. Try that game this week.
I don't want to hear it. I just watched my football team lose to Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Like, I don't need to hear it. Like, there's no excuse for Detroit. You're at home with everything to play for against a team that's 28th in the NFL in total defense, and it's 10-10 at the half. They played this game in sludge. They played this game the Steeler way. Grimy and gross and letting an inferior team hang around. And what did Detroit do? They took the third quarter off again, -3 yards. So here's the deal. You're running line changes with centers and guards. You can't protect your quarterback. You can't run the ball. You gave up on running the football. All while at the other side, Steelers aren't a very good offense. They are missing a couple key guys up front, and it doesn't matter. Just big play after big play. 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, doesn't matter. They got one real receiver, doesn't matter. So there's no excuse for the Lions. This should be humble pie for anybody who was of the belief this team was going to get in the playoffs this season or make a run of any kind. They're going to go win 3 in a row. What are their playoff odds if they win 3 in a row? One problem. You didn't win 1 in a row. You lost the very next game.
Okay, a couple things. Yep, they don't lose back-to-back thing. I'm not allowed to say it anymore, so that's done. Two, the Steelers are also dead last in the league in TOP, and I'd like to borrow a phrase that's been created on tonight's show. You got TOP'd. I mean, here's the other problem I have. And this is going to miss the mark with some people, but I just, please hear what I'm saying, and maybe we can come to an understanding. Jared Goff had the fakest fucking stat line in history. Okay. Oh, 300 yards, bro. Okay. Here's how this works. When you come out and have -3 yards in the third quarter on a 3 and out, and then you start your next possession and you go 3 and out again, and you put the ball in harm's way about seven times today.
Should have had two or three. Yep.
Now, once you're down two scores in the fourth, the other guy materially changes how they play defense. And if you don't believe me and you think I'm just an asshole who's originally from New York, that is also kosher. Happy holidays to you and yours. I just would like to offer you, go back and watch the fucking game.
Yeah.
And go look at the Steelers base too high, six-man box, nickel. And mind you, no TJ Watt, no Nick Herbig. They're two top pass rushers.
Yep.
You had the others today. So I am more sensitive to it with the Goff thing. And I hated that some of our coworkers openly gaslit our audience. No, Goff did go at the fans. So you know what, Jared? Blow it out your ass. You're right, Jared. How dare we doubt you? Cutscene this. You're down the whole day to that shit team, and you put up a bunch of empty calories. You know what? You said it. I've been saying this now for 6 weeks. I sound like Charles Ramsey. Something is wrong here. There is a delusion. There is an arrogance at Rotunda Drive. They think they're last year's team. You're not.
15 rushing yards. 15. Who are you? What is your identity? Yeah. Where did the Detroit Lions go? 15. You got outrushed by 200 yards at home in a gotta have it spot. Whoever you thought you were, you're not those guys anymore.
By a team who's as banged up as you are in the offensive line. And they don't have Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, I'm not trying to demean Jaylen Warren, who's had a nice year, but they don't have these players.
Mike, whoever they thought they were, they are not.
No, and look, I try to do a good job not writing them off. And I know you or somebody or every caller I deal with tomorrow is going to tell me they got a 5% shot.
They're not mathematically out, Mike.
And I respect that. But you know what they're out of? They're out of winning anything serious. If you want to excuse it away and say, hey, we gave up 500 yards to the Rams and it's just something you have to live with, fine. But when you give up 500 yards again to this crap, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem.
And I don't have the scenarios in front of me, so if I'm wrong, don't kill me for it. I think if the Bears win next week, the Lions are eliminated. And the Packers need to win one of the next two, right?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the Lions would have to win two.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not doing this game anymore.
Yeah. So, okay. Look, if we get Brosmer on Christmas Day and we beat Brosmer, you got a date with a team that finds ways to win, that pounds the rock outdoors in the elements. And I just watched this team run for 15 yards indoors against a team who was 28th in total defense. Why would I have any belief the Lions are going to win in week 18? That doesn't mean you don't play the game, but let's just keep it 100. Let's stop BSing people or calling them fake fans or you're so negative when this team is negative. This team does this. They dictate the tone. When they play that way, this is how we talk about them.
Well, I would also offer too is if people say, well, you're being negative. Okay, well, hold on. After a 4-1 start, let's do the mathematics here. Okay, Jim, you're 4-6 in 10 weeks without winning back-to-back games.
If a team was 4-6 in the last 10, would you say they're going to run the table and win out? No, you wouldn't.
No, and that's, look, I know I'm a little bit different of a fan, and it's the East Coaster in me. Is like, no, I don't believe they're going to win anything of substance. I mean, they could get in, and I don't think they'd be a picnic to play against. If the defense is going to play this way, no, it won't matter. I mean, it's just, I don't want to hear about the injuries when you're allowing that. That was embarrassing. And I will say this. I've been very good about Kelvin Shepard. I think he's done primarily a pretty good job. The last couple weeks, he has gotten stuffed in a locker by McVay and Stafford. And then you go into this. I mean, Aaron Rodgers at the line was basically handing out 3x5s to receivers and drawing routes in the dirt and just burying you.
Can we talk early in the game? I know it's going to get lost in the shuffle. It's 10-10 at the half. It was, as I said, a sludge type of game. It was kind of a grimy. If you know, hey, they don't have some great offense,
take the points.
I know where I'm going with this. This is early in the game. It's fourth and not an inch. It's not fourth and one. It's fourth and a full three. You can't reliably run the football. So what are you going to do? No one's fazed or fooled by a play action fake. And you, I'm saying it out loud watching it. Nobody's open. Nobody's open. Nobody's open. And I'm not trying to kill Goff. We all know he's not mobile. So the play's over. You can't sell play action reliably. It's a full 3 yards.
Hey.
You have to kick the field goal there knowing, hey, it's going to be low scoring, knowing this game could be decided by a small margin, and we want to put the pressure on these guys with a plodding offense to score touchdowns. And I thought that was a mistake from the jump.
100%. And by the way, you lose the game 29-24. You were in field goal range, could have kicked game winner.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
That's again Dan Campbell.
I know a lot changes, but yes.
Yeah. But in this instance, Jim, I don't think it would. The Steelers drove the field. The Steelers didn't try to sit on the ball. They missed a field goal. They'd still miss the field. I get what you're saying. This is Dan Campbell once again, I think, doing a piss poor job of recognizing the opponent and recognizing his team. You've got three new linemen in there. You said, line changes. Dude, just take the points. Let's just tie this thing up. Let's just get where we want to go. It's a race to 20. It was just dumb. And by the way, here's the other one. What is it with Campbell and the clock management? Why do we
what
have
was to your issue? What was the issue?
Well, first of all, either call the time right before the half.
I'd hear it out, but go ahead.
Well, hear it out. You wasted 17 seconds, which means you were busy talking about it. You know the situation. Call the timeout the second the play's over. Then I get it. When you let 17 seconds go.
Okay. Typically, yes. Typically, you're going, it's third and long. My defense is going to get a stop. Call the timeout. I get 50 seconds to play with. I haven't heard what he said at the podium, and I don't know if he'd be candid enough to admit this. My defense stinks. So if they can bleed the clock down, it lowers the chances of the Steelers scoring before the half. Now, they score anyway because Gainwell goes out and makes a hell of a play one-on-one with a linebacker. But, Mike, I could understand the explanation if he says, oh, yeah, we weren't playing for one more possession. I was concerned my defense wouldn't get a stop on third and long, and I was letting them bleed the clock on their own drive.
Fair. And by the way, the Lions conversation is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. Sorry I didn't get that done on the front end. Thank you to our friends at Moran. It's just a very emotional show this evening. Is there anything we missed? Yes, DK will get suspended at some point or a huge fine. No, I have no idea what the fan was saying to him. Did I miss anything else here? I don't think so, buddy.
No, I know you'll have your time with this tomorrow.
Yeah, do you have anything else you want to say as your last Christmas words before we see you in 2026?
No, well, I'll be back before 2026. I'll be back the very next week. I hate it because I felt so good coming into today thinking they were going to win this game. The book instills you as full touchdown favorites. I thought the Steelers had been a fake football team this season. They didn't have their pass rushers. Goff's going to have time. You're at home. Let's go do it. And I wasn't buying all the way into running the table. I had said I didn't think they would, but I thought for a day they'd keep the train on the tracks and they'd push to the end and get to week 18 and see what happens. But the performance today is pathetic. To get outgained by 200 yards, all the bedrock principles about we're a tough team. It starts on the line of scrimmage, starts in the trenches. Look how gritty and gutty and effing tough we are.
That's dead and gone.
That is gone. And whether the offseason's going to start in 2 weeks or not, they have a real identity issue and they need to solve it ASAP.
Humble pie
is necessary.
Well, I hope it's an ideological change in how they do things. I really do. Because you know what? You ran it back and saying injuries is what cost us the year prior. Maybe your depth's not good enough. Maybe your systems aren't good enough. You need an OC. That much is clear.
How about this? You're healthy on the front seven. So let's back up for a second. We talk about injuries. I know Aleem's off the ACL, so if that's the excuse, fine. But, Mike, all the linebackers are 100% healthy. Aiden's healthy. The D-line that they liked is healthy. Yeah. This is their front seven, and they got gashed back-to-back weeks.
That's why I'm saying there needs to be a seed change in how they operate. Like, look at that line. When Roy Lopez has been your best D-tackle, I think that's not a compliment.
Correct.
No offense to Roy Lopez or his family. Happy holidays.
I'm sure they're wonderful people. Merry Christmas.
Tremendous people. Pillars of the community.
Yes.
Let's get a word from Moran. We'll keep the show rolling.
All right. Let's get a word from Moran. We'll keep it moving. And that is the Red Tag Sales event going on right now at Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Whether it's elevating your tailgate, unless you're a Spartan fan, you've just given up, or whether it's just hauling gear, they got you covered. 26 Silverado 4x4 crew cab. You can lease it. $199 a month, zero due at signing. Silverado's perfect for hauling the big stuff. You need something a little more svelte, if you will. The Equinox LT, $199 a month with just $19.99 down. Moran, go to Moran Express. All your certified service, you get the free loaner as well, or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township, Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.